This is Vatican Radio, and I am Lydia O'Kane. Concern has been expressed over the plight of Christians living in Egypt following clashes outside St. Mark's Coptic Cathedral in Cairo, which left one Christian man dead. The incident happened after a funeral service for four Egyptian Christians killed in sectarian violence on Thursday. The director of the press office for the Catholic Church in Egypt, Father Rafik Gresh, spoke to me about the situation.
This is the first time that the Cathedral of Abbasia, and when we say the Cathedral of the Abbasia, it means it is the siege of the Pope of the Copt Orthodox Church. And 2 days before also, in there was something not as dangerous as yesterday, but also many people went in front of the what we call Mashayikhat al-Azhar, I mean the siege of the Grand Imam of Azhar. And this means that there are people who are breaking the what we say the red line, that religious symbols are now attended and anything can happen. The one of yesterday was the most dangerous because the police, at the beginning, they were just watching what is happening without interfering at all. And then they began to interfere by throwing gas bombs in the cathedral, where there were still more than 2,000 people inside praying after the funerals of the youth who were shot dead the day before in a rural place which is called Khusus, which was a sectarian, after a sectarian problem, a sectarian battle, because there were shots and guns and fire and molotovs and everything.
How shocked are people, are Christians, or are people in general about what happened, certainly on Sunday, outside such a sacred place?
Well, I will tell you, starting from the revolution of the 25th of January, we have nearly we used to have every month or so a sectarian problem. And then after the Muslim Brotherhood took over last June, these sectarian problems are accelerating as if it became something of everyday life. Every day we have a problem. And this yesterday was the peak. So every day we have people who are deported from a village to another. Every day we have girls kidnapped and get married to a Muslim. Every day we have sectarian problems caused by discrimination between Muslims and Christians. So now it became something in our daily life. But yesterday was the peak.
So what's being done to calm tensions? What's being done on behalf of the government? What's being done on behalf of,
really
of church
nothing.
Leaders?
Nothing. The government, which governs now, is from the Muslim Brotherhood Party, and they give good promises, and that's all. Yesterday, the president, after 8 hours of these battles in front of the cathedral, talked to the Pope, Tawadros, and promised that he will see what is happening, and that if there are people responsible, they are going to be judged, etc. But politically talking, nothing is happening.
The head of the Coptic Christian Church, Pope Tawadros, how is he reacting to this, and how is he trying to calm the fears of Christians living in Egypt?
Well, I can tell you he's a very wise man. He does not get nervous about it, but we feel that everybody is sad. We feel that he is also very sad of what is happening. This is his cathedral. It is his siege. So if there are people who are now getting more and more, if you want to say, courageous to go and throw Molotovs in at the cathedral, so this is really a dangerous thing.
What do you think the way forward is? I mean, obviously dialogue is a way forward, but what can people do? I mean, have Christians thought about leaving Egypt because of this marked increase? What is the general situation, and how is there any way of resolving it?
Well, to resolve, the government has to have a vision. The government does not have a vision. And the government has to implement law and order. There is no law and there is no order. So also dialogue comes in a third section, if you want, but when things calm down. But what dialogue would be if we are using Molotovs and gunshots and things like that? When the people lose their mind and begin to throw things on the people who had funerals yesterday. So this is a very big question mark. The Christians in Egypt are 15 million. 15 million cannot immigrate. It's a huge number. Of the Christians who are educated, who have some money, they immigrate and they leave the country. And this is not something good because the most educated and the most rich are leaving. But the rest of the 15 million, what would they do? I will ask all the people who are hearing us to pray for the Christians of the Middle East, and especially for Egypt and Syria. And second, I ask the European government to put pressure on our Egyptian government to have a vision how to solve these sectarian problems and not to leave them like this to be haphazard as it is now.